You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens. Today, we'll be joined by Stacy Applegate, the Executive Director of the Freeman Arts District in Beaufort. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Thank you so much, Daquan. I appreciate you having me here.
Oh, no problem. Glad that you can come on and kind of tell your story, tell, you know, what the Freeman Arts District is and educate the listeners today.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. So to begin, we kind of like to ask this question to everybody who comes on the podcast, and we like to ask, you know, what's your Beaufort story or your history with Beaufort?
It's really interesting because my best friend moved here in 2006, and I was living in Charlotte, and so I would come down here on holiday, and of course, I loved it like lots of people do, but I was in HR at the time and couldn't find an HR job here.
Yeah.
So as life would have it, I ended up moving to California and wanted to come back to the East Coast. And so I decided maybe I would give Beaufort a try. I had been living in Charlotte and my house and condo were rented in Charlotte. So I was like, if I'm ever going to try to move to Beaufort, now's the time. And she was actually broker in charge of a real estate company. So I ended up getting my real estate license. The first year I did a lot of waiting tables and bartending. It's not really best practice to move someplace where you don't know the market and you don't have any connections and try to sell real estate.
But
Beaufort was really good to me and I did that for a year. And then I started going into full-time real estate. And when I moved here, I ended up living in a 400 square foot apartment on Green Street, which just happens to be in the district.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with the people, the diversity. And I did notice that there were a number of homes that were vacant and kind of fallen down a little bit. So I did some research on what was happening. And I found out that there is a very, very interesting story about the district, including the neighborhood that I lived in, which is just a part of the district.
Yeah.
So what I ended up doing was I ended up purchasing one of those homes and renovating it. It took me a few years, but it was definitely a labor of love, and I'm super excited to have done it. I learned a lot. I made some mistakes, learned a lot about preservation rules and preservation in general. And I'm very tickled to be living where I'm living. I feel very, very fortunate. It's a very special place.
Yeah. I was going to say you're better than I am because I could never renovate a house, work on a house, let alone renovate it. So,
well, I had lots of help.
Yeah.
I did put in some sweat equity and I was definitely nervous the whole time, as anyone who has renovated a house can, I'm sure, relate.
Yeah.
But it was fabulous and I still have a ways to go. So don't judge me. I've been a little bit busy, but I did get involved in the neighborhood. I got involved with the United Community Task Force. I had been involved even before I moved to Beaufort with the film festival.
Yeah.
We just have a, I mean, Beaufort just has a lot of arts events going for it. I mean, I lived in Charlotte and would come down here for the film festival.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a very interesting time for me. I thought I was going to spend about 3 months and 400 square feet and it ended up being 3 years. But it all worked out.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm from Spartanburg, so I've always thought that I was going to grow up and live in Charlotte or, you know, outside of Charlotte. My wife had other plans once we graduated college, but we moved to Beaufort and I don't look back at it. I love Beaufort. I love, you know, what Beaufort has. So to say you would come from Charlotte to enjoy the Beaufort atmosphere and the film festival says a lot about the area and the culture that Beaufort has.
Yeah, it really does. I've been to a number of film festivals in Los Angeles and New York, and I really feel that our film festival is really special here.
That's good. Yeah. they do a great job of putting that on every year.
Yes, they do.
So can you give us a little bit of insight of the history of the Art District and the significance of its name?
Yeah, so there is a ton of history here, and I will be the first to say that I'm not a history major.
Yeah.
But the district, and specifically the Northwest Quadrant and the Old Commons, were founded by previously enslaved people.
Wow.
So Beaufort is unique in that people were freed before the actual Emancipation Proclamation was read. Some people came from the Sea Islands and came into town, and they built what are called freedmen cottages or hall and parlor cottages, and really established a very successful life here. So that's why we call it the Freedmen Arts District, not only to honor the freedmen that built homes and businesses here, but also the cottages that are called Freedmen Cottages.
Yeah.
So it's got a variety of meanings.
I was going to say, you could have fooled me because that's a lot of history that I didn't know before. So
I mean, it is so fascinating, the history in Beaufort. It's, and again, I'm not a history buff, but I think it's one of the most unique histories, at least on the Eastern Seaboard, just from what happened here during the Civil War and the Prince River story and the Robert Small story. And just, I mean, really, Beaufort is an amazing place with a ton of history.
Yes, I agree. I was telling someone this past week from all my travels to promote Beaufort, that, you know, I moved here and didn't know that Beaufort was such, like, it's so much rich culture and history here. And I did not know until I got here. And every day you just learn something new, that there's always something to uncover here.
I do. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know who Prince Rivers was until Dr. Valinda Littlefield had the symposium in April, which was amazing. And if she does it again, I encourage everyone to go, because I learned so much about where I live and the people that really made it. And Prince Rivers was one of them. And just the stories are fascinating to me.
I was going to say, do you mind giving like a real short like explanation of Prince Rivers for those who do not know?
Yeah, so he was in the first African-American volunteer infantry. And he was super successful in that. And after the Civil War, he ended up getting property in the district.
Oh, wow.
And the other thing that was so incredible to me, unless I'm just way off base, was that he and others bought property for other people. So he was very generous.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just found his story fascinating. He ended up going to Aiken, and you know, some other things happened there. But
yeah.
Here, he was super successful and really a leader in his time.
Yeah, that is crazy to, you know, be a slave and buy land for other people. Like, that's pretty impressive. And that's dipping into more history that, you know, it's really glossed over. That's a lot about Beaufort's history. It's a lot of it's glossed over, whether it's history books or everyone talking, like a lot of history buffs, they don't know even until they come here. So that is really interesting.
Yeah. I'll go in and like pull deeds and I could see, but I'm pretty crazy about that stuff to try to research. Right.
So what is your vision for the Freedmen's Arts District?
So, you know, we have a couple different objectives. The first one is to promote art, artists, art events. We really want the district to be a place where artists can thrive, where we have lots of fun things going on. We want Beaufort to be one of the best art small towns in America. Like, that's our goal. We also would like to expand arts programming at USCB. We would love to see that. And we are also helping long-term homeowners and property owners in the district that may need assistance in renovating their homes.
Okay.
Now that's contingent on our funding. Mm-hmm. We do have some, and we have started some renovations.
Yep.
910 Green is the one that we are probably the most far along on. We're hoping that we'll be able to have occupancy there spring of 2024.
Okay.
Anyone that has done a renovation in the historic district knows that there's, or really anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just especially difficult to take a 100-year-old property mm-hmm. and renovate it.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we're wanting to do everything according to the historic preservation rules,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a budget. So it's taken us a little bit longer than we expected.
Yeah.
But anyway, so 910 Green is the home of Mr. Fred Washington. Of course, he doesn't live there. That property's been vacant for, I don't know, don't hold me to this, but I think about 40 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then we're also working with Mr. Ken Singleton mm-hmm. on his properties at 1607 and 1609 Duke Street. And those have taken a little bit longer for a number of reasons. Their structural integrity is a little bit different.
Okay.
We've also got 1401 Duke Street. That was the little store
mm-hmm.
that was on the corner of Duke and Wilmington.
Okay.
That had been in disrepair. I know we even braced it up so it wouldn't fall down.
Yeah.
A number of people, including myself, had purchased it, but there was so much with that. People mm-hmm. were afraid when I would go in it that it would like fall down on me.
Yeah.
Everybody but me. I'm not afraid. So we had to take that down, but we're going to be reconstructing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to look just like the store that was there, except not falling down.
Yeah.
And there was a little place on the back that had already been taken off that we're going to add back on. So that's going to be our office building.
Okay.
So anyway, we're very excited about things that are happening in the district. You know, our goal is to keep the property in, you know, the family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do, is to provide a way that people can have an asset out of a liability
mm-hmm.
and still maintain ownership.
Yeah. And it helps that you guys are helping not only build the area, but the area that is so close to the, you know, USCB and the school, and, you know, how important arts are to the school and to the community. You guys are doing a great job. Which kind of leads me into my next question. Could you tell us about why do you think it's so important for Beaufort to have the Freedman Art District?
So, and just to kind of backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
So we've only been doing this a year.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think, I wish we could be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
But we've only been doing this for a year.
Yeah.
So in a year, I think, you know, we've made some pretty decent headway.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, you know, why is this important? So I think it's important for a couple of reasons. One, the housing piece, I think, is important to really honor people that have made the neighborhood what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mr. Washington is part of Washington Street Park and has done so much good in the community.
Yeah.
And Mr. Singleton has been, you know, such a rock of a business person in the community that really honoring them to me is important in lots of ways.
Yes.
So that's one thing about, you know, that piece. As far as the arts, I mean, the arts are great for mm-hmm. economics,
yeah.
for tourism, for bringing people together, for not only fun, recreation, but just so many things that the arts are good for.
Yeah.
Mental health.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Fun, mental health, economics. I mean, it's just, And, you know, we're like the perfect place to have this amazing arts district.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we've got the Pat Conroy Center. We've got the Center for the Arts at USCB. Mm-hmm. We have the Waterfront Park. We have countless galleries downtown. I can't even name them all. Mm-hmm. We have a gallery that's in the digital corridor.
Yeah.
We have the Sea Islands Gallery. We have, you know, the Black Chamber. There's so many venues, so many things within this like small area that I think it's only going to get better. And I really am just excited about the Freedman Arts District, not doing things alone, but partnering with people.
Yeah.
Like we market others, like we market artists, we market events. You can go on our website and see, hey, here's a list of events of things that are going on at Pat Conroy Center, blah, 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 blah. And then we also are doing, you know, events where we're taking the lead and events where we're partnering.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think it's good for Beaufort in just so many different ways. Just the partnership of different organizations, different nonprofits, and the economic and cultural impact as well. I mean, there's just, I know that was kind of a convoluted answer.
No, you're fine. No, I get it. Because, you know, when people think of Charleston or they think of Savannah, the arts kind of stand out when people from other states are thinking about those locations. So that, you know, plays a huge part in the importance of the area is the artisans aspect of it. So I know that Beaufort's a very talented location because I've seen the art in, that has been created in the area. So you kind of starting and like the art district and you guys having that to tell the story of the people here or the people who come through here, it's important for those visiting. They could be like, oh, this is amazing. Or you see that coastal lifestyle and you see it attracts so much art just being on the coast for some
reason.
So I think that's a good aspect for the Freedman Arts District.
Yeah. And I would love for, you know, one of the things when I'm talking to artists, they say, we would love for Beaufort to be a place where people think of to come to purchase art.
Yeah.
So that they can make a living actually, you know, doing art here and, you know, a good living.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I would love to see is that people can come here, that buyers come here, that they think of Beaufort as a place where they can, you know, spend a bunch of money on art. They can spend a bunch of money on art.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that, you know, high school, I don't want to use the word children, but that people going into college think of USCB as a great place to get a amazing quality arts education.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, when I talk about art, not just talking about, I don't want to say just, but drawing, right? There's all kinds of art, culinary art, performance art, blah, 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 right? And we try to embrace the gamut. Of course, some are harder to do than others. And, you know, we'll be working on that, but
Whether it's sculpting, street art, anything like that, it all applies to art and
exactly. And, you know, the performance art, singers, you know, all different kinds of, you know, art mediums.
Yeah. Could you tell us about how you partner with local artists and businesses in the district?
Yeah. So I'll talk a little bit about Artist Sunday. So Artist Sunday is a really international movement that is between Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday.
Okay.
So, you know, like after Thanksgiving, there's Black Friday. Okay. All that stuff. So in 2020, during the pandemic, there was a nonprofit that created Artist Sunday.
Wow.
One of the board members, this was earlier in the spring, said, hey, Charleston did this. We should look into doing it. So we did.
Yeah.
So we looked into doing it. And we're going to be having an Artist Sunday promotion on November the 26th, mm-hmm. which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And it will include the galleries that are downtown. It will include some home studio tours. Those will be from 12 to 4.
Okay.
The galleries are open. Their regular Sunday hours. I don't think anybody's doing anything different, but and not all of them are open, but the majority of them are. And then we also have the digital corridor gallery that's open, and we're going to have the visual art and design building for USCB open.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't even know that that building exists.
Yeah.
I hate to say this. I live 3 blocks away from there and I didn't know that it existed for, because it's kind of tucked away. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have that building open.
Yeah.
At 2:00, we're going to announce the winners of the bike rack design competition. So the Freedman Arts District had a bike rack design competition, and those winners will be announced then. We're going to have tours of that building. Artists will be there. There may be some opportunities for the public to do art. I'm not positive, but maybe. So we really want it to be just a really fun art infused time. Mm-hmm. It's a push for people to buy art.
Yeah.
As gifts for the holidays.
Yeah.
So that's one of the ways that we've networked with businesses. We also have a directory on our website where artists can go give us their information and we will promote them, you know, via social media and, you know, the outlets that we have.
Yeah.
So we are really trying to promote not only the individual artists, but also the events that are happening and the venues as much as possible.
Yeah. That's really cool that you guys are putting on that event. And it's something that not only gives back to the artists, but gives people something to do for after Thanksgiving, especially if people are into art or they aren't into art and you're looking to get somebody who is a gift, or you're looking to give somebody something they want to put on their wall for decorations.
And the cultural district mm-hmm. is partnering with us. I mean, they've just been fabulous.
Yeah.
The Beaufort Area Hospitality Association, Baja and Activate, mm-hmm. they're also helping. They've both of those organizations have contributed to funding and volunteers and activities.
Yeah.
And also the South Carolina Arts Commission. We got a grant from them. So we've just been very fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've just been very fortunate. And we had a studio tour back in March.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that was the brainchild of one of my neighbors, Linda Sveeland.
Yeah.
And she did a whole lot of work and put it on. We promoted it. And it was really successful. And I guess it was about a month ago, Pigeon Point had one. And I was so happy mm-hmm. to see that happen. Because that's the whole purpose.
Yeah, like that's what like you're putting it on for.
Exactly. Is to get others in to do things, right? Mm-hmm. Like to have an idea that works. And of course, after the studio tour that we did in March, you know, we all got together for some feedback and, hey, did you make money? Was it worth it? You know, what can we do better next time? Mm-hmm. It was a really good session to get feedback, right? Because that's the whole reason why we're doing this is to get the community excited and to get the artists excited and to get more artists to get excited and to get more people that aren't in Beaufort excited, right? Yeah. It's like this whole like snowball effect. So when I saw Pigeon Point do that, mm-hmm. I was pumped.
Yeah. Well, that is great that you know, can bounce ideas off each other and kind of see what works, what doesn't work, and kind of learn what to do in each community, because, you know, every community is different. And you'd be like, hey, this worked here. Let's do it here and let's build it so that our community can benefit from this as well. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more people that do arts related activities and can be art focused, the better.
Yeah. But this has been a fun episode, Stacey. I want to thank you for coming on the podcast and coming on the show. If you could you give the listeners information on your website or where they can find you guys at?
Yeah. And I do want to tell you about the Chalk Art Festival that's coming up really fast. I know we don't have a lot of time, but March the 23rd and 24th, we are going to have a Chalk Art Festival. It's going to be 1500 block of North and King by Urban Market.
Yes.
On the lot beside that.
Okay.
So we're going to have 63 artists. It's going to be free. It's going to be totally fabulous and something totally, totally different and new. But if you're an artist and you want to sign up on our website, www.freemanartsdistrict.org, you can sign up there. We would love to have you. I would love to promote you on social media, get you connected with others. Venue, same thing. We also have our list of events that are happening and also information about the cottages and the neighborhood. So,
okay. Yeah, that sounds like a great event where people can see 63. Pieces of art, and kind of, even if they're not artists, they can walk and see the artwork that the artists have poured into right on the sidewalk. It's a really cool idea. I really like that idea.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
2 days, we'll have music, we'll have food, all kinds of great stuff.
So. Looking forward to that. If you want more information on upcoming events happening in our area, be sure to visit b4sc.org/events. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at visit_b4sc on Instagram or at b4sc on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.